awning that's made out of some other, some time around the yard or something, but they never make no real fence out of it.
If you were going to, if you were going to go milk a cow, what would you take with you to carry the milk in?
Milk pail, milk bucket.
Is there any difference between a pail and a bucket?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Same thing.
What would it be made out of?
We called it bucket. We knew that they called it, got to call it a milk pail someplace, but it was a milk made out of tin. Bright tin.
And some of them made out of aluminum.
Later on, you got to make it out of aluminum. You didn't see none way back yon.
Did your mother have any kind of bucket she kept around the kitchen to throw things in for the hogs?
A slop bucket.
But that was just a regular bucket?
Just an old bucket. It wouldn't use something else. Use it too long as it's hold out and then throw it away and start on. Then they had a cedar bucket that they used for drinking water out of. Dip right in. Everybody drank that same damn dip.
Get sick?
Get sick. Did you didn't know that was what he was.
I reckon not. Back then when you were growing up, if people wanted to buy a lot of flour, what would that come in?
Barrel. That was based on a barrel of flour. Then they'd have got to where they put it in sacks called half a barrel. A barrel of flour weighed 196 pounds, 194 pounds, and half a barrel would be 96 pounds. Then you come on down to £48 and a 24 pound. Then got on down from later, then they quit that and went into £10 and 25 pound. I don't think you buy it none. I don't know how you buy it. What you buy it? What size you buy it in now? 5 pounds?
Yeah.
5 pounds, sir.
Make biscuit every morning, but I just buy 5 pounds of flour.
But I've known it coming barrel, large coming 400 pound barrel.
Large can barrels too?
Yeah. Sugar coming barrel.
That's interesting. What kind of sack would it be that the flour would come in?
It'd be a white sack.
Cloth sack.
They got to. Just a white cotton sack. Then we got to put it in flour, floury sacks, you know. People make clothes out of it.
What do people around here call the sack that's made out of this real rough, heavy, coarse material?
Croaker.
Yeah.
Croaker sack. Jute. Certain kind of jute, but it's, we call it a croaker sack. Now, what did you, I don't know where that name originated from or why, but called it a croaker sack.
What would come in a croaker sack?
We got Western corn shipped in it, 160 pounds to the sack, measured out in bushels. Oats come in 140 pound sacks of corn, 6 pound sack of feed oats, and sometime you'd get, I don't know what I saw, I think rice, I don't think rice ever come in a croaker sack, but coffee come in croaker sacks, grain coffee, and ice potatoes would come in, seed ice potatoes, now they didn't buy no